Alexander Cote and El-Shafi El-Sheikh, they were known as ISIS's jailers, known for meting out justice to hostages. Now, they're facing justice in the U.S.
These alleged terrorists both grew up in the United Kingdom, where they became radicalized. Their role within the ISIS terrorist organization was that of being part of a brutal hostage-taking scheme by which American, European, and Asian citizens were taken hostage from approximately 2012 to 2015.
Zach Terwilliger, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, says they were engaged in a range of activities against a broad range of people.
Their alleged criminal acts include conspiring to commit hostage taking, resulting in death, and conspiring to murder American citizens James Foley, Kayla Mueller, Stephen Sotloff, and Peter Kasich.
These two were a part of a group that the hostages called the Beatles because of their British accents. But there was nothing musical or enjoyable about what this group did.
As part of the conspiracy, their vicious acts and those of co-conspirators Mohamed Emwazi and CC1 are alleged to include the following: forced witnessing of murders, mock executions, shocks via electric taser, beatings, amongst other brutal acts. Also a well-established principle in American jurisprudence, co-conspirators like these defendants may be held liable for the foreseeable acts of their co-conspirators, such as Emwazi, that took place during the course of the conspiracy. As stated in detail, Cote, El-Sheikh, Emwazi, and CC1 facilitated hostage-taking, ransom demands, abuse, and the murder of Americans, Europeans, and Asian citizens in order to further their terrorist agenda and that of ISIS.
The whole world saw what they did.
The brutal acts of beheading were captured by the ISIS media propaganda machine and disseminated to achieve their aims of jihad. Further, as detailed in the indictment, part of the alleged horrific conditions of confinement, the self-proclaimed leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, also made it a point to repeatedly sexually assault American citizen Kayla Jean Mueller. As you know, al-Baghdadi was killed on or about October 26, 2019, in a United States military operation named in honor of Kayla and her birthday, August 14th, Operation 814. For these acts, these two alleged terrorists will now face the American justice system.
Terwilliger said these defendants will get their day in court, something they did not afford their victims.
At that hearing, they will be informed of the charges against them. They will be provided with counsel if they cannot afford it. They will receive medical care and be housed in a sanitary facility and be provided with three meals a day, all coupled with the due process of law. All things denied to James, Kayla, Stephen, and Peter, and the other British and Japanese victims named in the indictment.
In addition to sending a message to the defendants, he used the words of the victims' families to send a message back to them.
They should be brought to America to face our justice system, and that is what our children would have wanted. Give them the fair trial that makes our nation great. That would be the best way to honor our children. Ensuring that truth and justice find their way out of this tragic story would mean that the Islamic State will never have the last word. Well, Diane and John, Paula and Ed, Marsha and Carl, and Shirley and Art, it's now a certainty. ISIS will not have the last word when it comes to your children. You will.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.